Here we go with our Troy Locker Room chat here tonight. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats. We got Derek Jasper on the horn with us a few minutes. We always appreciate it each and every week. And, Coach, a lot to dissect from the game last week at home against Riverside. Just a clash of two really good teams in 1A, an important district game. But the Cyclones are able to get it done, 14-12. You know, before we kind of dive into the nuts and bolts of it, just give us the initial thoughts and takeaways from the game last week.
Yeah, great atmosphere, great crowd. It's one of those games, you know, that's why we get into this profession. You want to be involved in football games like that, a rivalry game, a fun game to be a part of. Not a fun game to lose, obviously. A lot of second guessing. Whenever you lose by 2 points, obviously, and you miss two point conversions, there's going to be a lot of second guessing. And I understand that. And I second guess myself too, more than anybody probably. So, a lot of things, you know, there, but I thought both defenses played great football. I really thought both defenses kind of, you know, won the game, controlled the game a little bit. It wasn't a high scoring affair. I thought their defense was great, especially their secondary. And I also thought they got good pressure on our quarterback. And even though sometimes that he can scramble around and make big plays when you do that, it was still, you know, a hindrance for us. So, and I thought our defense was great. I think they had like 65 yards in the first half. We held them to maybe 136 rushing for the game. If you would have told me that before the game, I really would have liked our chances, because I was worried if we'd be able to stop their two big guys, you know, in the backfield from running the ball. And even the Hayes kid is a good runner, too. He hurt us a little bit. But I thought our run defense held up, and I thought it held up for a full game. And that's an improvement from where it was in our loss to McLaus. So I thought our defense played great, and I thought our offense, you know, was never really gotten a great rhythm. I think our first drive was maybe 14, 15 plays, but we didn't cash it in. We turned it over on downs, and that was the first time, believe this or not, in 14 games, going back to last year, that we did not score on our opening drive. So maybe a couple bad play calls, and I think we had a drop there, but it turned around and had a great drive again the next drive. So a couple of good drives for offense, but then I kind of thought we lost our rhythm. They made an adjustment to kind of slow down our run game, because right at the beginning, we were guessing pretty good with the run. So credit to them. Great game to be a part of. Not a fun game to lose, obviously, to a rival. And it kind of puts our backs against the wall in district play. And, you know, you have to win now at Centralia to get a home game in week 9 almost, and that's a daunting task. So a great game overall. I was impressed with our defense. Our defense took some strides. So that's one positive to come out of that thing.
Well, I know, and again, kind of sticking with the offense real quick, and you talk about some good drives, some that stall out, but, you know, a crunch time moment late in the game. You get the ball back. What was it, 5, 6, 7 minutes left roughly the time? It was 14-6. You needed to execute a drive at that point, and you guys were able to do so. You take 3, 4 minutes off the clock. You go 75 yards. Now you don't get the two-point conversion. Obviously, that didn't really help the cause, but when you needed that big-time drive at the end of the game, you guys were able to execute.
Yeah, and I thought our big-time players stepped up. We kind of rode Jack Hartman a little bit. I thought he might have been the best player on the field all night. He really had a great game and kind of got the ball in Logan Blevins' hands, his first game back. So that's a positive there. And Gannon made some plays and made the play on the two-point conversion. But, you know, that's going to happen. Just not a great play call probably, and then we just didn't execute it. But, then our defense even got us the ball back one more time and just shot down the field. But people are going to look at the turnovers. I know we had the fumbled punt, and that was huge. We were going to get the ball back on our side of the field, and the two interceptions by Gannon, but those really didn't hurt us. One was at the end of the half, and then one was the game ender where he had to take a shot. So they didn't turn the ball over any, which I thought was great on their part. They had some turnovers in the couple weeks prior, and they took great care of the football, and their quarterback made a couple throws, you know, that were kind of the difference in the game, too, and that was good on him, because we kind of picked him off a couple times his freshman and sophomore year. So I thought he made a couple plays with his arms in this game that were really good. So kind of the difference.
Derek Jasper, Troy football coach, joining us here. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Big matchup here at Centralia on Friday night. We'll talk about it after this here on KNZA. Few more minutes here with Derek Jasper, head coach at Troy. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Want to thank RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats as well. Troy trying to turn it around this week after the two-point loss to Riverside. Now they go on the road, taking on Centralia. Always fun when these two teams meet. And another important district game, you alluded to it, needing to come out with a win to maybe potentially put yourself in position for a home game come week 9 in the playoffs. But you got to get ready for this Centralia team. It's just year in and year out, they just seem to be one of the top dogs in 1A.
Yeah, most of the time it's fun for them. I've only beat them twice in you know, 10, 12 years here, and those were our state title teams, and only one of those was out there at their place. It's so difficult to win out there. Now, we've had some good games out there and just didn't come out on the right side, and we've also been blown out many times by this team. Just a culture and tradition that a lot of teams in 1A strive to be like, and because they're always going to be there, and their kids are always going to be well coached, and they're always going to play hard, and they're always going to go out for football, and it's a big deal out there. And, you know, they've had that going on for a long time. So, really tough matchup for us, especially being a little bit moving some people around on the offensive line again. We haven't started the same offensive line all year, but we got to quit feeling sorry for ourselves about these injuries, and I got to even quit bringing it up. We got to go play, and we still have some very good players, and we are capable of going out there and winning, but if we will have to play a perfect game. They look like they're getting better and better every week like they always do, and we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, big game for us because if we don't, you know, if we don't win this one, there's no way we can get a home game in week 9 more than likely. And, heck, we'd be fighting for our playoff lives even the next week. So a really big game, and I think our kids are aware of that.
What stands out about Centralia specifically? What makes it so challenging to stop their offense? Even when you've been going up against them for a long time, it's the same formula each and every time. But, you know, they can plug and place, you know, new kids each and every year, and it just seems to be successful every year. And what's the challenge in stopping that, and what makes it so challenging?
Well, because they're just going to do what they do. And we've tried to line up a lot of different ways and change responsibilities a lot of different ways. And I think this single wing ought to be illegal myself. But we just haven't been able to defend it. It's kind of been a kryptonite for us. McLeod even ran a version of the single wing this year, and that gave us trouble as they wore us down late in the game. So put a little bit on us coaches to figure out where to get our kids in the best spots to succeed and try to slow down their run game. Now, they can throw the ball around this year a little bit also. Flinty, the quarterback's a really good player. I've got another great player there in Aldifer that we've got to key on a little bit also. But their line does a good job of knowing who to block, and they get good angles, and it just makes it very tough defensively. Now, I thought we tackled great last week. We need to really tackle well again and get some people to the ball so we can have 4 or 5 guys tackling instead of trying to make one-on-one tackles. But our run defense looked better last week. Now, will that happen again this week? We don't know. We've got to hold up to that physical challenge again for 48 minutes and not let them wear us down. So hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we've got a good scheme. Hopefully our players will do what they're supposed to do. But it takes all 11 guys doing their job to try to stop this single wing.
Another crucial 1A district game on Friday, our feature game on 103.9. Troy at Centralia will have it for you pregame around 6:45, kickoff at 7 per usual. Derek Jasper, Troy head coach, joining us. We appreciate it as always. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks a lot. See you then, Brandon.